This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today I'm really excited about our guest, Chad Davis of Primed for Your Life. Chad has been living in the Philippines over 17 years now, and he is a fitness and lifestyle coach, and he is on a mission to improve the health and lifestyles of Filipinos. He works with individuals, he works with the rich and the poor, and teams and corporates alike. So this is a little bit left field in terms of outsourcing, but if anyone does have a team over here, and if anyone is interested in generally health or lifestyle or improving the health of their team, then I really encourage you listening to Chad. I hope you enjoy this, and if you want any of the show notes or to get in touch with Chad, please go to outsourceaccelerator.com/59. Today, I'm really excited about our guest. It's Chad Davis. Hi, Chad.
Hi there.
Chad, I personally really support and share your mission, and I am on a kind of lifestyle and diet belief that is maybe less common to most people. And so I'm super excited about your mission and the incredible things that you're achieving doing that. So really, I suppose, it'd be great if you could introduce yourself and the mission you're on.
Great. Thanks a lot. Yeah, well, you're right. I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. I really believe people fundamentally deserve to be healthy and happy, earn an income, but then use that income to help themselves, help their family. And at the moment, we've gotten away from that. So, you know, I've got lots of friends in the outsourcing industry. I love the Philippines, the Filipino, but absolutely I'm passionate about trying to, help elevate themselves, whether it to be get a better job but just to live a better lifestyle so that they can really enjoy life more. You know, fundamentally, life is about having energy. Mm-hmm. And we need that energy to work. But we also need that energy to enjoy ourselves, mm-hmm. to be more productive at work, but be productive at home. So, and to be healthy and happy. So I guess that's really my passion. And I've got lots of clients worldwide, but lots of them in the outsourcing industry as well, because that's one, we can talk about that later, that's one industry that's under assault health-wise. Mm. They've got a lot of incidences of hypertension, obesity, and they're earning the money, and they're doing well seemingly for their family, but ultimately they're not as healthy as they wish to be. Mm. And it's very, very achievable that they can be.
So just to give a bit of contextual background, the Philippines has always been an underdeveloped country, and they were colonized by the Spanish, and then they were colonized by the Americans effectively. And I think potentially they have maybe picked up a few of the bad habits of the Americans, the American diet, the American fast food, and that's been kind of an aspirational thing.
Even the materialism.
Yeah, the materialism. And then there's been an influx, well, the BPOs have come in, which is great for the economy and great for their wallets, but it brings them into an office environment. There's a lot of kind of negative elements in terms of that. So because of the food, the diet, the sort of fast embracing of the Western work environment, it's really taken a toll on their health.
It has. I mean, I guess what happens is you can earn more money, but if you're spending more on healthcare and you're spending that money unwisely, then did you really earn more money? Mm. You know, so again, it's my passion. You know, I want people to be healthy, and if you're going to earn that money, well, use your money on a holiday, not hospitals. Mm. Instead of buying drugs or supporting a food company that doesn't deserve support because they make low quality food, well, a Filipino that's earning good money can just redirect their income to local producers that have good products like coconut oil, mm. the Wholesome Table. They can buy better quality food so they don't have to waste their money later on. Mm. And that's really a shame. And what I've seen, because I've been here 17 years, I've seen a lot of people earn good money, but then they die very abruptly. Mm-hmm. Or they earn their money, but then they had to spend a lot on their mum and dad being sick. Mm-hmm. And that's also an emotional toll, besides the financial. So it's really, I really feel sorry for them. And I just don't think it's fair. And there's an easy solution.
How much of it is an educational piece? Because it stuck in my head the Mad Men TV series where they were affluent New Yorkers, but they were smoking and drinking while pregnant. And, you know, there is an aspect of if you don't know better, then it's kind of not your fault. And how do you compare the level of insight and awareness of the Filipinos versus the average, whatever, Westerner, Australian?
Great. I think most of us, and I was definitely like this, we're clueless. There's so many mixed messages. And we may have this bit right, but we've got these five other bits wrong. So I have a saying that once you know better, you do better. So it's really that education. Mm-hmm. And if once you eat better and you have a better environment, your brain improves. And then you actually can make better decisions. So that's really, I agree 100%. Let's improve your brain. Let's improve the education. So that's what I do. It's actually, I help people along. And it's a process. Because your brain today will not be as good, will be better in a year from now. Mm. And then you can absorb and understand more.
And we'll go into the fundamentals of your prescription, I suppose. But yeah. You're somewhat pushing against the incoming tide because there's the common beliefs of low fat and, you know, sort of the very standard American diet. You know, these are the very powerful forces of marketing, the big food corporates, but also they've got the momentum of 20, 30 years of status quo behind them. So how do you find trying to re-educate?
I find it easy because we just have to look at maybe 100 years ago to the Filipino in the province living a natural life, and they were living to 100. They were doing very well. So we have these role models, but we became blinded to the right way. So once you explain to people and you educate them, then they really get it. From a 7-year-old who says, yeah, I understand. You know, I should get the sun. I need to do this or that. Mm. You know, I need to eat eggs instead of breakfast cereal. It's not rocket science. Mm. But when did we become so unintelligent that we thought a packet of sugar, breakfast cereal, was better than some eggs? It's really ridiculous. Or a Filipino that grew up with coconut oil and thrived, and now we're getting so sick with toxic vegetable oil. So you're right, but you know, it's really also, it's not just the food. I really rail against exercise. You know, I enjoy exercise. I ran here to meet you. But going to the gym and waking up early and having Gatorade, it's really not a smart thing to do. Mm. Get healthy first, and once you have the energy, then you can spend it doing badminton or walking. Or if you choose to lift some weights, mm-hmm. you know, but to do exercise to get healthy, that's not the right way.
It's about activity, isn't it? It's not about the concept of exercise to exhaustion like most people think is necessary.
Well,
to
the simple way is in the province 100 years ago, they don't go to the gym or they didn't go to the gym. They walked in the sun, they saw their friends, they were social and they enjoyed their life and they lived well. So again, now what we're doing is we go and work in a call center and then we think that we have to go to the gym afterwards and then we go and do some unhealthy food activities afterwards as well, fast food or eating sandwiches, but it's not enough energy that we need. So yeah, but people, once you explain to them and you put the framework down, this is how to get more energy, this is how to stop losing energy, people really... they understand it because it's their own body and they listen to their body. Mm. So, yeah, they're very, very easily educated, actually.
So what are the key pillars of your framework, the transformation?
Yep. Well, what I do is I've got it, I guess you could explain it this way. We need more energy. Life is about energy. So the number one way to get energy is from the sun. Without the sun, there is no life on Earth. So the sun is really the key. Do not get sunburned, but enjoy the sun. Expose your skin. Especially a Filipino who has brown skin, their DNA and genetics are designed to be in the sun. And of course, we need to drink good quality water. If you're going to sweat in the sun, you need to be hydrated. I also believe, exactly like you do, to eat quality nutrition. I start with seafood, eggs, green vegetables, coconut oil, olive oil, kimchi, seaweeds, but I avoid toxic, man-made, highly processed foods. These days, that includes grains, bread, pasta, noodles. It's been poisoned with glyphosate, unfortunately. Sugar, sugar juice, Gatorade, fruit juice, we avoid this. Soy, which is genetically modified, unfortunately, and vegetable oil. So what we're really trying to do is concentrate on the good.
Mm.
The sun, drink water, go outside, get into nature, eat good food, and we're building our battery. You know, we've got energy to work and to enjoy life. And then when we sleep and we prioritize our sleep, then our energy goes into repair. So all of the great food and great environment doesn't help you if you don't sleep. You need that to build your battery, and then that energy from the battery really fixes you or takes you to the next level, improves your health and your brain. So that's as simply as that in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Get into nature. Do what we're designed to do. Move, help people, you know, and having gratitude and positivity also very important.
And how did you start this journey then? Have you always been...
Yeah, great.
This way inclined?
I started this journey by being one of those really dumb guys who trained 25 hours a week. I've done 4 Ironman events, 20 marathons, and I tried to out-exercise a bad diet, so to speak. Or I exercised in the wrong environment, and I ate the wrong food. And from my mistakes, I learnt. And then I could apply these principles. And the browner my skin gets, the healthier I become. The more quality food I eat, and the more I prioritize sleep, I become healthier. And it so happens that my clients, also the same.
Mm-hmm.
Professional athlete Sean Anthony is now top 10 in the Philippine Basketball League by adopting these principles. So doctors, nurses, worldwide, it's fairly simple principles, but it works.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's structured to each individual.
Amazing. And yeah. So it seems very sensible to me, but how do people receive it initially? Is there resistance?
There's not. And again, I always, when I do seminars or talks, I really welcome somebody to question me, because I'm not saying that I'm an expert, but I'm saying, look, I'll give you a roadmap. And if you follow this template, I believe it's the right one.
Mm.
And when I explain about the people in the province living in the sun, they live well. Well, then these people have their own role models that they've seen. And it's opening their eyes a little bit. And then they say, yeah, that's why I'm not so healthy.
Mm.
That's why I lacked energy, or why I was always hungry. So, and then it's a matter of just changing habits. But the key to changing a habit is to know what to change to. So if you can, again, just follow that template.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to deviate. You're allowed to make mistakes. But the point, I guess, pertinent to what we're talking about, if you work in the call center industry, you have less wriggle room.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to dial in your food. That's very critical.
What is your take on rice? Because for the listeners out there, as a bit of context, rice is ingrained into the culture here. It's so deeply ingrained into everything about them. Yeah?
Yeah.
And there is actually, within the labor laws, there's even an allowance for rice.
Yeah.
You know, like it's so deep in the culture. What is your take on eating rice?
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'll answer it this way. I love green carbohydrates. I deplore and I detest glyphosate-poisoned wheat grain carbohydrates, because in my opinion, that bread, pasta, noodle is poison. Rice, I believe, is neutral and it depends. So it's really about your context. If I have devour farmers who are always in the sun, they're in the soil, they go to bed early, the quality of the air in Davao is good, I don't think they can actually eat rice and they maintain a healthy body. However, if I have a client who's diabetic or has gout and they need to reverse that, well, rice does not have the energy they need. Mm. They need to have more energy for more repair. So therefore, an egg will clearly be superior. A green vegetable carbohydrate with butter would be a superior thing to rice. But even if they then added onion, garlic, coconut oil to their rice, then that would be superior again. Mm. So sometimes people can adjust slowly. So you don't have to cut rice out 100%, but make a better decision to add boiled eggs to your rice, coconut oil to your rice. So a bit like our bulletproof coffee. Mm. You know, we added coffee. It's the beautiful part about the coffee is it's got water. But then we added some butter, which is fat for our brain. But same with the rice. You could bulletproof your rice, so to speak. You could grate a carrot or a squash into the rice, and that would already add nutrients and fats.
And do you find that people still need their rice? Because, I mean, my parents are English and they really needed their potatoes, you know, because they were brought up on potatoes. Yeah. Do you still find that people cling on to their...
No. I mean, some do. Some take maybe a month to get rid of the rice. My client, I was saying to you this morning, she's lost 7 kilograms in 1 month, which is 16 or 17 pounds in 1 month. Mental clarity, she feels fantastic.
And you're not restricting food, you're not restricting calories, you're not telling them to do any vigorous exercise necessarily?
Yep, just what we talked about. I said, please walk in the sun. Prioritize eating high energy food that will help you more. So she said, well, yeah, of course, well, why would I eat rice when I could add egg, which is actually more nutritious and more filling? Mm. So, and then once her brain improved and she felt better, then she wants more of the good food. So I didn't say no rice, but she found that she was able to do it.
Amazing. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you enjoy that? And are you thinking about getting a little bit healthier yourself, maybe? If you enjoyed that, please do let us know. If you want to get in touch with Chad or any of the show notes, please go to outsourceaccelerator.com/59. And if you want to ask us anything, then please just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.